Now, continuing our theme of sports that are bad for your brain, we're joined by Jim Nader, host of the Annoying Music Show, which is heard on Chicago Public Radio, when he's able to lock out the station manager. How are you, Jim?
Scott, I feel like you're Jesse James and I'm a bullet in the gun of Robert Ford.
Boy, that's obscure.
Well, I've always thought of you as Jesse James. Robert Ford was friends with him, like we are, until the reward and he shot him in the back, which I'm doing with my music today.
So. Right. Well, of course, the onset of summer is here. For a lot of people, that means, you know, vacation, maybe a road trip. Despite economic problems, I gather the cruise industry is doing well, and some of these ships, you know, have become almost like small cities with diversions like rock climbing walls, which I can't imagine on board a ship, and nightclub, and splashy, no pun intended, musicals and concerts.
It's raining men, hallelujah, it's raining men, amen, it's raining men, hallelujah, it's raining men, amen.
Is that refrain, it's raining men?
I don't know. I fled the studio, so.
The people were talking. Who is that? Do you know?
All I know is it was sent to me by a listener who was on that cruise ship. She walked into the lounge area where a man named Michelle was singing, and she immediately thought about jumping off the ship. But she thought about it, and, you know, we all think of the Titanic and the dangers of cruises, and she thought this might be a hidden danger. And so she survived and immediately sent me the song to warn other people, which we are doing.
Very thoughtful indeed. Yes. I gather you've got a song that bears on getting ready for a trip, right?
Well, right. You talked about vacations, but most people don't go on cruises. They go to the great outdoors, you know, hiking, camping, doing yard work if they have the time.
I've read about these fanatics, yeah.
But there's one thing most vacationers in the summer don't think about, and that's allergies.
Noses itching, eyes are all puffy. I keep sniffing, noses all stuffy. First I thought it was just a cold, but now it seems to be out of control. I'm about to sneeze. Doctor, please. I think I might have allergies. Doctor, I have so many issues. I keep using so many tissues. Doctor, can you help me, please? I think I might have allergies. Doctor, I have so many issues.
Well,
I keep using so many
I mean,
doctor,
all right, it's not not Irving Berlin, but you know, it is certainly the best song about allergies I've ever heard.
Well, and it should be. It's by an artist. He's a board-certified physician. Dr. Clark is his name. And we think it's an art form because anybody who does rap songs about post-nasal drip, come on.
It's got winter written all over it, don't you think so?
Yeah, and he performs, and he's got multiple CDs out, and to this day, when I brush my cat, I wear safety goggles and a dunder mask.
That's what the doctor recommends. You see, this is not only music that is good, but good for you.
Well, that's public radio.
I hope I was helpful to you today, because I don't want to hear you in the future say, doctor, I have so many issues. I keep using so many tissues.
Yeah, summer we talk about vacations, but also sometimes work, you know, especially in the Midwest with the winters. When that ends, it's time to do some renovation and construction on your house. You know, many folks think, what's the most important room in the house? And fortunately, the American Standard Company did an instructional album that answers that question.
My bathroom, my bathroom.
Whoa.
Is a private kind of place. Very special kind of place. The only place where I can stay, making faces at my face.
Do we know who this singer is?
No, it's a corporate album done a few decades ago called American Standards by the American Standard Company, and there were no names on the album, but if she's listening, email Scott Simon. Not me, please.
Well, I'm wondering, there you have a very good voice, a gifted, you know, studio.
It's a beautiful song.
Studio,
yeah.
Session musician. Can you imagine that talented woman going home and telling people what she did that day?
I'm free. I'm free. I'm close.
Jim, tomorrow's Father's Day. Your beautiful daughter, Blair Jamie, recently married. Any plans, may I ask?
Yeah, as I always do on Father's Day, I get up, I go out back, clean the septic tank. Blair then is coming over, and that's the best gift in the world, my only daughter, and she's coming with her new golden retriever puppy. What more could I ask? My daughter, outdoors, a beautiful day, playing with a puppy. It'll be a great Father's Day, really.
Oh, do you have any Father's Day songs for us?
Yes, and it's actually by one of our most requested artists, and it's one of the greatest songs about dads that there is, by Harry Chapin. Unfortunately, Harry's not singing it today.
And as he grew, he said, I am gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cash and the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon.
You know, I would ordinarily tell you it's such a beautiful song, it doesn't matter who sings it or how they sing it, but I'm wrong.
You're so narrow-minded, Scott.
Hi, who is this artist?
That's the great Piranha Man from Pakistan.
I have long since retired. My son has moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I would like to see you, if you don't mind. He said, I would love to, Dad, if I could find the time. You see, my new job is awesome.
Well, my friend, happy Father's Day to you.
Scott, same to you. I love you, and I wish you were my father.
Jim Mader, host of the Annoying Music Show on Chicago Public Radio, which is heard on Chicago Public Radio and dozens of public radio stations across the country that have lost all respect for their listeners. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we will get together then, Dad.